We're at the last paragraph of Klal Peites, Ois Yud Ches. We're talking about the Isser of cutting off the shaving payas. Isha Eina B'mitzvah Hakafa. A woman is not commanded in the prohibition against Hakafa Sarayish. Midiksev Laisekifu Pas Reishchem Laisaki Sashchis Pasekeinecha. It says two isurim on payas, one on the head, women have hair on the head, and one on the face, women typically don't. Kol sheyeshnai bashchasas, kol sheyeshnai bashchasas zakan yesh ba'kafas reish. Whoever's commanded against shaving is commanded against hakafa on the payas of the head. V'nashim kivan she'en lem zakan ve'ena b'din hashchasa, einon gam kein b'din hakafa. So there's no din of hakafas reish. Afal pishim uteres lahakiv pas reisha. Even though a woman's allowed to cut the payas of her own head, aval asur lahakiv pas reisha ish. She's not give a haircut to a man. I feel a shal cotton, since the man is obligated. So it's a relatively simple din. And the payas of a woman, there's no din of payas, and the payas of a man, there are. Okay, klal tzadik. We come to a short klal, which has many complicated applications. Let's learn the basic rule and see what we can discuss. A klal tzadik is din dvar ma'asur mishum lo yilbash gever. As you all know, there's a prohibition in the Torah against men wearing women's clothing, or the reverse, a woman wearing man's clothing. I want to mention to you, Agav, the Rambam Amar Nevuchim, fascinating, he connects this lav to Avodah Zarah. As a matter of fact, he connects, I think it's 52 Isurim, Mitzvahs of the Torah, to Avodah Zarah. He takes a lot of the Mitzvahs of the Torah and connects them to the practice of Avodah Zarah. And it seems that there were Avodah Zarah where men put on ladies' clothing or the reverse, and he says that that's the origin. Lamaisa, it's a Dairaisa. It doesn't matter if those Avodah Zarahs don't exist. But the Rambam connects it to that. Most of those who discuss the reason connect it to issues of tznius. My wife told me that when she was single, she won Purim, she had some kind of outfit. We couldn't tell from the outside if she was male or female, you know, a hot head with some type of clown outfit. And she said that she was walking on 16th Avenue, so Hasidim came to dance with her. Because you couldn't tell, what was under the outfit. So that idea is the way most understand it. Now this leads to a tremendous machlokes. I think it's the Bach and everybody else. I think it's the Shita Sabach that the Isser of dressing as a member of the opposite gender only applies if you appear feminine. If a man dresses to look feminine or a woman dresses to appear masculine, but if it's done not for that reason, or it doesn't have that result, that it's mutter. As it goes to the application would be, if it's raining, and you're walking with your wife, let's say it's maybe Shabbos, and it starts raining, she's wearing a dress, so you want to give her your raincoat, you put it on her. She's not wearing the raincoat to look masculine, she's wearing the raincoat to protect her clothing. Or you want to take your hat off and protect her shaytel. The shaytel's more expensive than your hair. So you want to put a man's hat on her. Obviously, it's just to protect her from the rain. So the Bach holds that that's mutter.
What about the effect? Like what? Your wife didn't have the intention, but the effect was that they thought she was a man.
In that case, they did. And
you dress your wife with, let's say, a man's hat, and then someone could think she's a man.
Right? Well, I don't think she's a man because she has a black hat on top of a shaitel.
Or the raincoat.
Oh, the raincoat, okay. Well, the, what?
My wife just heard that. I was walking out of the Rav Chasna.
Yeah.
It started raining.
Yeah.
It started drizzling.
Yeah.
My wife should be here.
Oh, okay. Proves it.
Yeah. So we get to the
car. Okay. All right, let's see how the Chachmas on the Paschas on the Shaila. What?
The other way on the shirt,
this, the shirt is, it's a problem, really. It's probably the same achlaik as it could be the bach of bimayda. I don't know. I don't know why it's feminine to button things backwards. What? Chassidim button, we button our jackets left over right. Hasidim button right over left, because Api Kabbalah, right is Rachamim and left is Din, so they want to be Goyver, the Rachim over the Din. They have shirts that way too, the Hasidim, yeah. And in the yeshiva world, we do the other way, because women button right over left, and then button left over right.
You know, what you mentioned about the Rambam and the association that he makes with the Lazarim, you see, there is a very good basis for it, because, you know, the Lazarim deprivation go hand in hand.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Yeah, 100%.
Very tightly related.
Yes. So let's see what it says here. Ksiv. Lo yikle gever alisha. The clothing of a man should not be on a woman, and a man should not wear woman's clothing. Now the Torah has a distinction, a different language between men and women. Which you would think. From here we derive the iksiv hachi. If it would say lo yilbash and lo silbash, I would think the restriction is limited to clothing. Since it says lo yiakli, mashva filadover she'enei malbush, something that's not worn, but is also included in the yis. We'll see in a moment an example. L'cheno ish haloyvesh bigdei tzivayin nivetach shitei zav. B'makim she'en lo yishin oisam akelim. If a man's going to put on either colorful clothing in a place where women don't wear colorful clothing, or jewelry in a place where men don't, he'll wear well, today in America men wear all kinds of things, but let's say a bracelet is a woman's thing and not a man's thing. Bain shamal b'shushav lebeged noshim machmas asi yosayut firasai. It's not relevant. It's regardless of whether the manner in which it's made makes it look like woman's clothing, beimachas tzavoy, or if the color makes it look that way. V'cheino isha hamasima b'roisha mitznefes b'kayva milmabusheish. If you mean like I'm okay, a woman who puts on her head clothing that's a man's clothing according to the custom of that community, aisha megaleches roisha keish, or she takes a male haircut. Now that's not a beged. I feel be'echa bin abegadim, and even if it's only one item of clothing, afal pishe nikarim bishar bigdayim she'u isha isha, chayav malchus min hatayir. So here there's a prohibition against a woman putting on a man's hat, even though she doesn't look like a woman. And when you did it in the rain, you say mecha debach. When they ask you upstairs, you tell her right at the bach. But the chachma sadim were also, they don't pass them like the bach. They paskin that the yisr is a klali for to put on even one baguette, even though you don't look feminine or masculine, that the yisr is usr anyway.
So intention doesn't matter either. It's what the
yisr is. So intention doesn't matter. Now the Chachmas Adam has a sort of a pshara between the Bach and the others, which is known as the Chachmas Adam's pshara, which we're going to see shortly. It's interesting. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, a letter between him and Rav Bik, when they clarify a chakira, if the issa lo yilbash is the issa maisa or issa on the result. In other words, there's some averis in the Torah where the act is aser and eating treifas, and there's some where the result is aser, wearing shatnez. So lo yeh, it's issa to have shatnez on you. Nafgamina, they talk about a pill. I don't know if this pill actually exists or not, but a pill, we're going to learn, as you remind them, that one of these surim is for a man to dye his hair black. There are those who argue that in America, men do it just like women do it. I don't know the facts, but in the communities that this is talking, it was only the derech of women to dye their hair. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch it says that a man's not allowed to dye his hair. So Rav Moshe has the shaila about a pill, which was developed, being developed, where by taking medication, the hair either doesn't turn, well, it turns from gray back to black. And I don't know if it actually exists, or if the shaila was asked, because they were selling it on the radio. So I'll answer that in a second.
Because Rogaine is like, you can bet, it's a pill that, you know, in other words,
What is wrong? No, that's to, not to be bald.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about dying the hair. Okay, I said two issues. The issue of dying here, Sir Moshe writes that, Arabic, they argue if the issur is the act or the issur is the result. Ramesh's Machmir, he says that even just bringing about the result indirectly, is Arabic was mad. He said this is the result. Ramesh says this is the Maisa. We're going to see in a minute a raya to one or the other. But these are the two ways to understand the Isser. Now the Chachzan of Paskins clearly that the Isser is, even one beged. Even one beged, that is an Isser as well. Now he will make sort of a pshara, which you'll see in a minute is no gaya. Let's see Beis. Let's just skip Beis for a minute to Gimel. Gimel's a short piece, and there's a reason why. Gimel, it says, Isha ha'ileches b'makol b'yado l'noi. Chayeves Malkus. A woman who goes with a cane, a Rebbe's cane, not a lady's cane, not a cane that men use for beauty, Chayeves Malkus. It's their eyes. And b'shvil sh'lo tipol mutter. So she shouldn't fall, it's mutter. Now, hold on a second. Before he said to wear clothing, is aser, whatever the reason. And to have a stick, it depends on the reason. So the Chochmas Hadar makes a pshara. The Bach has rayas from the Gemara that it's only aser lizdamis. Only aser if a man wants to look like a woman. To answer those rayas, I'll tell you the raya. Again, things change. In the time of the Shulchan Aruch, looking into a mirror was a woman's thing. Men wouldn't be caught looking into a mirror to dress themselves. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that looking into a mirror is an issur d'oraisa for a man. Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes already 200 years ago that nowadays men look into mirrors too. But I'm talking about the lumdus of it. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, they now look into a mirror. So the question is, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it says not to go to a Goyish barber, because he may cut. So it says, if there's a mirror, and you'll catch him, if he's, he's on guard, then it's mutter. So the Bach says, a mirror is mutter, but a mirror is aser anyway. Now look at a mirror. So the Bach brings this raya that it's only aser lizdamis. If you're doing it for other reasons, it's mutter. So the Bach holds, if you're putting on a man's raincoat because of the rain, then it's mutter. Or a man's hat, then because of the rain, the Bach holds it's mutter. Lamaisa, the Chochmas Adam doesn't pass in that way, but the Chochmas Adam in his Binas Adam says the following. He says there are two Isurim of La Yilbash. One is a Beged Gomor. A Beged Gomor, it's a Daraisa. You're not allowed to wear it. No reasons, no anything. A woman's not allowed to wear a man's Beged, a man's not allowed to wear a woman's Beged. Then, because the Torah uses the Losh of La Yikle Gever, with Marba, things that are not clothing, like looking in the mirror, or a stick, which is not clothing, other things with Marba. In that Reboy, the things with Marba, we have a right to say, it depends on the reason. In other words, the Dairais is Lo Yilbash, and the woman's not addressed, the man's not addressed, that's Dairais, so we don't say Chochma Veinetza, we don't say Chochmas. But with Marba, other things, why are we Marba looking in a mirror? Because it's not a Beged. With Marba, because it's Dumya, because of the Reboy, Lo Yikle Gever. The things with Marba are only Yasser when it's Lizdamis. When it's to look like
why a woman. It says clean, so why is the Reboy any less stringent than the other?
Because the Reboy are things that are similar. You're not going to say if a woman eats with a fork, a man can eat with a fork. Right? Men eat with a fork too, but I'm saying, as a marshal, you're only going to ask the things which have a dimion to it. The dimion is in the reason.
But on one hand, you're saying I'm learning out from Kli Gever, which the Torah says.
But you're extending it only where the reason applies. Now that's how he answers the Bach raya. But it comes out that if you want to go out, let's say it's raining, you have a lady's umbrella, so it would be mutter, because even not like the Bach, even like the Chochmas Adam, that's what he says here about a stick, because the light plug is only in begadim, and things that are not begadim, like an umbrella or a walking stick. Or a mirror, and these things, you go b'zil basa taima, and if the time doesn't apply, then it's mutter. They talk about fans. They used to have fans for hot days.
Warm,
what?
That's like
What's like a woman?
Dancing like a woman.
Dancing like a woman. I don't know what it means, dancing like a woman. Women dance differently than men. I haven't observed that, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Klei melchama that are worn are usur even for defensive reasons. Ramesh has a tshuva. Ramesh has a tshuva by carrying gun because klei zayin. No, what he's saying is if you're taking the gun for defense, so that should be like an umbrella. So, Ramesha has a tshuva about it. Ramesha asks us anyway. Whatever the Hesber is. He has a tshuva to one of the settlements. He has a chumra and a kula. He says for women to go with arms is included in the yeser. He says, or if pekuch nefashis, of course it's mutter. And then the second half of the shaila was, do they have to stay home? If the only way they can go anywhere is they have to carry arms with them, so that he says you don't have to stay home. You're allowed to go. You're allowed to go about your business, and if then it becomes called the fascists. You're allowed to take the gun with you. Let's see. Beis b'chein osa leish lalakeid afilas seir echad lavan b'teich hashchayres. You're not allowed to snip out the white hairs from among the dark hairs. So it's a little tricky. Go to the barber. You have very few white hairs. He would do it naturally, but it's an issa d'oraisa. Eilat tzvaya, or to dye halavana is shiyush chayrais. Shekol zehu noy isha. It's a fantastic set of tshuvas. There was a Jew about. I'll place it in the mid 1800s. Divrei Chaim was the mid 1800s. There was a Jew who had, I don't know what his condition was. The doctors will figure it out. Half his face was white, half his beard was white, and half his beard was black. So he wrote letters to all the gedolim of his generation. If he's allowed to dye it black, he looks strange. He's one side white and one side black. What? So one of the Jews dye it white. But do they sell dye for dyeing hair white? Do they sell that? I don't know how much of a market there is. They do. That's a gray. Okay, it's interesting that the Rebbe Chaim told him to shave. He said it's like a mum. So he said, "Why don't you shave?" He didn't mean with a razor blade, but he said, "Shave, and you won't have the shaila." The Rebbe Chaim was the sons of Rav. So, but it's fascinating. He wrote letters to all the gedolim to find a heter. I don't think anybody was matter for him to do it. And back to Shulchan Aruch. A man's not allowed to look into a mirror unless it's for refuah purposes or for a haircut. A man is not allowed to shave the hair of his underarms or of his private parts. A few of him is for ayim. Im loy machmes eze shchin sheyesh loy sham. Unless it's for medical purposes, to oz mutter, then it's permitted. Avoseya shoshar haguf, but here in the other parts of the body, mutter b'misparayim, afilu keentar. Other parts of the body, you're allowed to cut with scissors, even if it cuts it close. Avoloi b'tar, avoloi b'tar means the places that would come close to the payas. V'asa lechachech biyodai b'sar beis hashechi beis erva. Kedela hashirai, not allowed to try to pull them out with your hands is also aser. Even if you scratch it and it falls out. Now I don't know this mitzias. I scratch it and nothing falls out. My head falls out, but not my. Avomuta lachachechai de beged lahashirai ubeiser v'dafka bebeged ova. So this is his psak. So basically, these are things that are not begadim. They're not clothing specifically, and. And he says that it's also anyway. These things are included by extension in the iser. Ramesh has a tshuva about, if I remember correctly, I didn't look it up recently, about somebody who's prematurely gray, having someone else died because he, for parnasa reasons. The issue was a parnasa reason. He felt that he looks older, and that's why he's not getting a parnasa. And the Ramesh's matter, I think, Ayde Gai, he says, unless it's Ganeva's Das, unless you want to look younger than you really are, in which case he asks us Ganeva's Das. But otherwise he's Matir. And again, if it would be a Beged, Ramesh would agree that we don't say Svaris for Begadim. And, here we do. Ramesh has an interesting tshuva about looking in the mirror. Again, nowadays, men and women look in the mirror, both. But I told you, Rabbik and Ramesh have this disagreement if the Isser is the Maisa, or the Isser is the result. So, in the original letter, Rav Moshe insists the Isser is the result, and he asks us taking these pills. If you have a pill to dye the hair, he asks us. So Rav Bik writes back to him, it can't be the Isser is the result. Because looking in the mirror, there's no result. This is looking in the mirror. It's not the result. So that's his kasha that he asks Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe writes back that it's not that way. He says, looking in the mirror is something that women do sort of as a policy. That women will look in the mirror before they go out. They know they're dressed well, but they do it as a part of their, part of the Seder Hayyim, is to check themselves in the mirror. And for that reason, he says, it's not the Maisa as much as it is the result. That's how Rabbi Asher writes. The raya seems stronger than the answer, and it would seem to be a raya that the Isser is the Maisa.
If the Isser is the Deraisa, how could the Ramah allow wearing opposite gender on Purim?
How could the Ramah allow wearing it on Purim? The question is a good question. The Mishnah Berurah, as you know, says not to do the Ramah. Ramah is mata wearing begadim on Purim. The Ramah is right next to the other Ramah, which is that if you mazik someone because of Simchas Purim, that you don't have to pay. Because you're being Mesameach and Simchas Hashem. And he seems to extend that heter here. It's hard to understand. Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand it. I feel a big echad. But, I don't know what the hesper is. It's, could it be that on Purim, people expect? I don't know, but it's a hard answer. In camp, we have this issue. I was in camp in Oslo all the years. And I didn't, to the extent that they listened to me, I told them when they have a play, they can't wear big day-ish. They have a play, you know, it's very different. When boys have a play in camp, it's very imperfect. You know, you want to dress up like a lady, you take a mop head and you put it on your head and, you know, for the play, it's good enough. But the women, when they make plays, they really, you know, they don't play ball all day. They're busy into it. So it became a difficult thing about it. But I told them they should buy pantsuits, women's pantsuits that are tailored for women. If it's a women's baguette, so you want to look like a man, wear a woman's jacket, a woman's suit. But to wear big day-ish for a play, I don't think should be mutter. Now, having said that, I went swimming for many years. I forget his name all the time. There was a gentleman, Oliver Shalom, passed away. He was in his 90s. He was about 95. He was coming every day on his own 2 feet and swimming. And he told me that he grew up in a Krakow. And he went through the Holocaust. His father told the children, whatever the Nazis tell you to do, run the other way. Don't listen. And wherever they were, they tried to escape. They all survived. And they all lived into the 90s, him, his sister. So he lived well into his 90s. And he told me that Baba Vereber, Reb Shlomo, called him to come because he acted in the play in Krakow of the Baba Chassidim. Baba comes from some other Chassidus. So he acted there. So he called him to ask him what they sang and what they did and the whole thing. So I asked this man, did they dress men as girls and women as men? He said, sure. I was a cute kid and they dressed me as a woman. I said, wow. So apparently there are mekilim in this inyan. And I'll tell you, he was in his 90s, and I think Yosef Asia told me one day he just went to, he has a certain eye condition. He goes to a specialist, doctor, the same last name, I'm forgetting. I said, oh, I think I know his father. He said, you can't know his father. He's in the 90s. I said, really? He's still practicing? He was still into his 90s. He was, and then unfortunately became ill and passed away. But he told me in the Babava Purim spiel, he dressed as a woman. And so I guess when it comes to plays, there are must be something to rely on. That maybe in a play, everyone knows you dressed as some type of swara like that. I don't know. That would answer Purim. Women's clothing, a woman's clothing is woman's clothing. It's even though men, there are a lot of clothing that are similar.
Which we said before, and I think it was pointed out, is a problem. If the intent is to look like a man, that's a big problem. So if you're wearing a tailored suit that you ordinarily would wear,
look. They don't exactly look like men, you know, like it's, yeah, in the play. What? I don't know, you know, by me I have this shita. Any deraises, you head for the hills. You don't take chances on deraises. The rabbanon is a shita to rely on, you say on something. When you talk about deraises, you know, you don't play games. It's
the same thing.
Yeah.
The magic, the Rav said, can't also wear. They announce beforehand that...
They got up, they announced, it's not really magic.
It's not really magic. So now the women have to play.
You announce.
Not really magic. There's nobody in the audience that actually thinks...
I get up, I'm going to eat treif, I announce. I don't really mean to eat treif.
I'm going to get it. Say, there's no one in the audience in Kampanos who actually thought that was a man. I mean, if you
talk
about
it,
I'll sneeze, right?
I'll sneeze. Okay, look, I'm not in Benos now for 5 years. I don't know what they're doing now, you know, behind my back. But,
What's the problem with women wearing pants?
Women wearing men's pants is a deraisa. Women wearing pants in general, she wants to wear around the house. I don't know an issur. To go out in public, it's a lack of sneeze. Why is it a lack of sneeze? I don't know, but humanity for generations thought it's a lack of sneeze for women to wear pants. So the last, changed the last 50, 60 years, but, it seemed to have been an accepted thing. When, you know, women have showers and they go skiing about wearing pants. Some women wear pants, they wear a skirt over the pants, and,
So these women who, they wear dresses, they wear all of these, you know, workout.
Yeah. If they're in a private place, there's no sneeze issue, they can wear, they can't wear men's pants, but they can. Women's. And a skirt on top of it. Yeah, so what's the shiloh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Apparently people get upset.
I think what he's saying, there are some people who think that Silvash goes on pants because 100 years ago women didn't wear pants.
Well, if it's women...
But clearly, if you walk at the Macy's and you go into the women's department and you buy pants, it's not...
You know, there's a shiloh in the Gris Maisha and a few Truvis Farim about plastic surgery. So Ramesha doesn't address the issue of Layel Bash. He just addresses Chayvel Batzmai. If you're allowed to have surgery for vain reasons, just if you don't have a mum, if you have a mum, that's not called vain. But are you allowed to? Ramesha says it's Mutah. Chayvel Batzmai is only Derech. The Rambam says only Derech Nitzayin and Derech Bizayin. The Meches Yitzchak Asa is Asla Layel Bash. He says it's certainly more prevalent that women have plastic surgery than men. So Yas is Atzla Yilbash. So to me, I don't understand. Let's say I have a man, who has feminine features. And he wants to have plastic surgery, he should look like a man. So you can ask Atzla Yilbash. The Isser is what you're doing. If you want to make yourself look feminine, it's Asr. If you want to make yourself masculine, it's Mutter. So same thing, to say pants is Asr if it's feminine pants. What? Chayvel would be also, Bizbar Moshe writes that Chayvel, the Rambam says Chayvel is only Osir Derech Bizayim and Derech Nitzayim. Only if you want to hurt somebody or embarrass him. There's no Isser Chayvel Ba'atzmai for constructive purposes. So Moshe writes that there's no Isser to have surgery, elective surgery. If you're doing it for a positive reason, whatever it may be, that is no Isser. Okay, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.